95.1 Gem FM.
Well, good morning, everybody. As you know, we are having a secret word again for this month. Now, what could be my secret word? Okay, my secret word for this hour is music. M-U-S-I-C. So text me on 0484-510-152 with your name, where you're from, to go in the draw at the end of the month for a $100 voucher at Mitre 10 and a Gem FM merch pack valued at $50. So this morning I want to talk about ancient history that not many know about, from very early centuries, women and men who were inventors and scholars. The ancient world was Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, mostly. So the first lady is a Muslim lady called Maryam al-Astrolabi. She was a 10th century scientist who mastered the astrolabe. Now, I have explained in the past what an astrolabe is. It's an ancient device used to measure time and the position of the sun and stars. Now, Miriam was born in Syria during the 10th century. Her proclivity in developing astrolabes was inspired by her father. The design of the astrolabe required Miriam to work with complex mathematical calculations and precisions, but she gradually mastered the designs. She built the world's first smartphone, you could say, in the year 950. She was an engineering genius who mastered the most complex technology of the ancient world. While others saw just stars, she saw data deep in the Syrian desert. She didn't just look at the sky, she programmed it. She hand-built astrolabes, the tools, so precise they could calculate your exact location on Earth just by the stars. She was so skilled that the Prince of Aleppo kept her in his inner circle in a world of kings. She was a queen of tech, explaining the universe to the powerful. Before GPS, before satellites, there were Miriam's parchment charts. She laid the foundation for how we navigate the globe today. From her stone tower, she tracked the planets and the passage of time. She proved that the sky wasn't a mystery, it was a map. That's what Miriam could do. Well, before we had things. Very clever people in the ancient times. Now, this next story is about a king. A king who put a Christian, a Muslim, and a Jew into the same room, and they changed the world forever. While medieval Europe was burning books and killing scholars, King Alfonso X, El Sabio, which means the wise, was the 13th century king of Castile, who proved that collaboration beats conquest every single time. He had a crazy idea. What if we actually work together? While the rest of the continent was burning books and persecuting scholars, Alfonso created the School of Translators of Toledo, where Christian monks, Muslim scholars, and Jewish rabbis worked side by side to preserve the knowledge of the ancient world. He didn't just tolerate diversity, he weaponized it. His court translated thousands of Arabic, Hebrew, and Greek texts into Spanish, sparking the intellectual revolution that would become the Renaissance. He made Spanish the language of science, wrote laws protecting minority rights, and commissioned music that blended all three religious traditions. He wasn't just a king, he was the architect of coexistence, who proved that when cultures collaborate, everyone wins. Cool, eh? Now, I have some music today. We'll have a bit of Lady Gaga, actually. Just felt like this. Enjoy this one.
The Arizona sky, burning in your eyes. You look at me, babe, I wanna catch on fire. It's buried in my soul, like California gold. You found the light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all choked up, every time lovers in the night. Oh, it's trying to ride. We don't know how to rhyme, but damn, we try.
your galaxy. I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami. Head up to the sky. I'll be your galaxy.
Right, now, my secret word for our competition is music, M-U-S-I-C, and text me on 0484-510-152. Now, I have another competition here, and this is a separate one. So we are also running a competition to win one of three double passes to see Becky Cole at Queen's Beach Hotel. Now, Becky Cole is a popular and well-known Aussie country artist. She'll be at Queen's Beach Hotel on May the 28th, which is a Thursday night. All you need to do is text in Becky Cole, B-E-C-C-Y, and Cole, C-O-L-E, to 0484-510-152. And you could win a double pass. We'll be drawing winners on Country Rocks with Roxy on Wednesday the 27th of May. So there's another competition for you. Now, I have another community notice. Join us at the Bowen Community Markets on Sunday the 24th of May and be part of the Volunteer Week celebrations. Volunteer organisations will be present at the markets to highlight the extraordinary work undertaken by local groups. If you have ever considered volunteering, this is the perfect place to explore your options. Now speak with representatives, ask questions, and find out how you can make a difference. The expo will feature non-profit pop-up booths and interactive experiences, all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. So come along on Sunday, 24th of May, and who knows, you may just find a cause that truly resonates with you. So I have now my next person, lady I want to talk about is not from the ancient world. She is more from our time. Well, the 20th century anyway. Tu Youyou is a Chinese pharmaceutical chemist who tested a deadly plant extract on herself and won a Nobel Prize for it. Tu Youyou discovered artemisinin, the most effective malaria treatment ever found, extracted from the sweet wormwood plant. In the 1960s, malaria was killing millions and every modern drug was failing. Tu Youyou turned to ancient Chinese herbal text and tested over 2,000 traditional plant remedies. When she finally found the right plant and extraction method, she did something extraordinary. She tested it on herself first. Her discovery has saved millions of lives across Africa and Asia. And in 2015, she became the first Chinese woman to win the Nobel Prize in Medicine. She proved that ancient botanical knowledge, when combined with modern science, can change the world. The answer was growing in the ground all along. We just needed someone brave enough to look back, to move forward. Now, the next one is from the 10th century. Now, Shakespeare wasn't the first playwright of the Western world. After ancient Rome was a 10th century nun. Her name was Roswitha of Gandersheim, Germany. At a time when women's voices were almost absent from literature, she was writing six original plays in Latin, reviving drama 500 years before Shakespeare was born. Her stories featured women who outsmarted powerful men, rejected forced marriages, and chose faith and independence instead. She didn't stop there. She wrote epic poems, historical chronicles, saints' legends, and more than 8,000 lines of sophisticated verse. Her plays were performed inside her convent and quietly influenced medieval religious drama for centuries. Then she disappeared from history. Rediscovered in 1494, questioned and dismissed by male scholars and forgotten again. It took nearly 1,000 years for the world to recognise her, the first female playwright in history, and they didn't teach her name. Okay, now I have some more music. They're all ladies today, of course, because I'm talking about mostly ladies. So here's Lizzo.
It's bad bitch o'clock, yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now?
I'm gonna be alright, okay.
Okay, I have more and some more community notices here. Oh, another win. Win the ultimate music holiday. Gem FM sponsor, Ely Beach Festival of Music, announces Party in Paradise Package Prize. This is an amazing prize. This exclusive prize is valued at over $5,000 and includes 2 VIP festival passes, 5 nights in a water view queen room at Heart Hotel, 2 ocean rafting tours comprising scenic flights over Heart Reef plus Whitehaven Beach day trips, a daily breakfast at the deck, and a seafood platter for 2 at Northerly's Beach Bar and Grill. Now, to enter, you simply go to the festival website and subscribe to the festival's digital newsletter before entries close at midnight on Sunday, the May 17th. So you've got about 10 days now to get that in. If you're already subscribed, just update your details in our new categories for phone numbers and postcodes, and you'll go in the draw too. Lastly, if you've already bought tickets, you can still enter. And if you're lucky enough to win, those purchase tickets can be refunded or legitimately transferred. The winner will be contacted by festival organisers on Monday, May 18th, the day after. So, and I'd like to thank Jude and Pam for texting in my secret word of music. So now I've got two women actually. One woman who was very powerful. She built an empire bigger than any man before and after her. Then history called her a legend to forget her. Amina of Zazzau was a 16th century warrior queen who ruled northern Nigeria for 34 years and expanded her kingdom to its largest size in history. 3 months after taking the throne... No phones in those days. She led her army of 20,000 soldiers on a 34-year military campaign, conquering territories from Nupe to Kano. She built massive defensive walls around every city she conquered, many still standing today. They are called Amina's Walls. She controlled the gold and coal and nut trade across West Africa, making Zazzau the most powerful house estate. She refused to marry, fearing it would cost her power. She personally led every battle, and when she died in combat at the age of 77, history tried to erase her by calling her legend instead of fact. But the walls she built still remain. The next lady is Trotula of Salerno. For 600 years they studied her book, then said a woman couldn't have written it. She was a 12th century Italian physician who wrote the most influential gynecology textbook in medieval Europe. At the School of Salerno, the only medical school that welcomed women, she taught that infertility could be caused by men, not just women. She advocated using opiates for childbirth pain when the church said women should suffer. Her writings on women's health were copied into 130 manuscripts and translated into multiple languages. For 6 centuries, every physician in Europe studied her work. Then in the 1500s, male scholars decided a woman couldn't have written something so brilliant. They erased her name and attributed it to ancient male authors. It took until the 1990s, that's this last century, 1990, for historians to prove she existed and restore her authorship. 600 years of evidence erased because she was a woman. Now, I have some more music, of course. What have we got? Oh, Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. She got her head in the clouds.
in my hand now, and wondering what Father, I don't wanna have to go
Okay, I have another community announcement. Come and play Winter Bingo at the Rangarata Bowls Club. Friday mornings at 9:30 a.m. It commenced last Friday, so everybody who went along, did you have a good time? I'm sure you did. So it's through till the end of September. It includes bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles and lucky tickets, all plus a free morning tea. And where will be the Rangarata Bowls Club, 12 to 14 Maruna Street, Queens Beach, Bowen. Phone 4785 1197. Now, I don't know, I think women throughout the ages have always been intelligent, wise and completely amazing. How many more do we not know about that have been erased from history? And I'm thinking or wondering why in the ancient world did women have such a presence? They wrote everything, they were listened to. What changed and when did it change? I find history is a unique perspective from the author's point of view. Anything can be written. Is it because it's written down and seeing the words gives it a stamp of authenticity? Not sure. History, it seems, to have always been written by the victors, the ones who win, the ones who lose never get heard of, or win and get erased. Now, my gem for today is by Raven Wolf. She's a beautiful wildflower with the heart and soul of a warrior. So that's all from me for this program. Stay tuned, though, because it is the first Thursday in the month. So stay tuned to 95.1 Gem FM because your next monthly dose of Love Your Garden is coming up. I will have another secret word as well. So stay tuned. We'll hear from you shortly.
Playing the music you want to hear. 95.1 Gem FM.